My name's Phil Common. 3 years ago, I was a C-plus chemist in Youngstown, Ohio, with a bar band that was actually good and a job that wasn't. Then, I told a man in the bar that magic wasn't real. I was wrong. This is where I tell you everything that happened after, into a box late at night, because the box doesn't laugh. Welcome to the Common Tales. Tonight, the day I met a woman who told me her name exactly once, and I have spent every day since not using it. Those are ours. That's where the cheese man stopped to relieve himself an hour ago. That's the first thing she ever said to me that I deserved. I'd pointed at a set of tracks like I'd cracked a murder, real proud, chest out, and she looked at where I was pointing and she gave me that. Flat, certain, not even unkind, just true in a way that left no door open. That's her. That's the bird. And no, before you start with the little light blinking at me like an eyebrow, it's not that. It is the furthest thing from a that. Put it away. I just realized I've never told you about the day we met. 3 years out here. Fifth day market this morning. Fish up from the coast in the river ice already going a little sad by midday. Somebody at the next stall wearing scarlet and gray for luck, and not one of them knows why. And I'm walking home through all of it, thinking about a muddy road 2 days north of nowhere, and a woman who told me her name exactly once. And here's where I'd usually wind up to it. I'm not going to. I wrote a thing about her. Took me a while. I'm going to play it for you first. Warm the box up. Get the worst of it out of my hands. And then I'll tell you how it happened. Backwards. Sue me. It's my box.
They gave her a name in a big cold house. Margaret, high and gray. She traded it clean for a small quick thing, and she carried it away. Sharper than the men who look right past her, truer than they know. So I built her a song out of everything except the name she chose. So it's bird and it's mags and it's pigeon and sparrow, bird brain, take your pick. I've got a whole sky full of the wrong ones, and I'll hand her everyone. 'Cause five of them are wrong and the last one's true, and the true one I don't say. I'll call her every name but yours, and I'll do it every day. She reads the road like it's writing to her, knows the ground I can't. I lost every argument I ever tried, and she never rubbed it in. There's a smile she keeps behind her teeth that she won't spend on me. One breath through the nose and a quiet hmm, and that's as far as we'll go. So it's bird and it's max and it's pigeon and sparrow, bird brain, take your pick. I've got a whole sky full of the wrong ones, and I'll hand her everyone. 'Cause five of them are wrong and the last one's true, and the true one I don't say. I'll call her every name but yours, and I'll do it every day. Old Rurik Stan.
steady stone. Can't joke my way past a dwarf like that, so I leave the name alone. But the one that matters, the one I owe, the small one, swift and free. If I say it plain, I let her all the way in, so it's bird again from me. And someday, maybe, out where it's safe, just once I'll try to say. It's bird again today.
Okay, that's the feeling. Now the facts, a couple years back. I am not the article you've gotten used to. I'm newer out here, dumber. Still operating on the theory that whatever worked in every bar in Youngstown will work anywhere, on anyone, in any world. The smile. The patter. Spoiler. I had taken a little job. Walking escort for a merchant headed up to the northern villages, towns a day apart, the way they always are out here, like somebody measured. Me, a cart, a man named Hollis who had exactly one subject, and that subject was cheese, and a tracker the merchant swore he'd hired. Hadn't met the tracker. In my head, the tracker's an old woodsman, beard down to here, calls everybody lad. The tracker was a woman, about my age, standing dead still at the tree line, already done with us, and we hadn't said a word. That's a skill, by the way, being finished with someone in advance. She had it cold. So I do the thing, big smile. Well, they didn't tell me the scenery came with the road. Yeah, out loud, to a stranger, in the woods. And she lets it land, doesn't get mad, doesn't reward it. Just lets it sit there in the air until it dies of natural causes and we both have to attend the funeral. I have bombed in front of drunk crowds, Cosette. Nobody ever made one of my lines feel as alone as she made that one. I try again. I'm Phil. Phil Common. And she goes, I know. You're the one slowing us down. Not a dig. A fact she'd been handed and filed. And you are? Margaret. And then, before the words even finished, quick, like she's striking through a line in her own draft, Wren. And there it is, the name, the one she made for herself. Small, fast, doesn't live behind walls. She handed it to me. Easiest catch in the world. Margaret's prettier, though. I know. I know. She didn't dignify it. She turned and walked up the trail, and over her shoulder she said, try to keep up, Phil. And the way she said, Phil, like it was the funny one, like I was the nickname.
Now, you've got to understand the kind of useless I was out there. I can read a room. Walk me into any bar on earth, and in 4 seconds, I'll tell you who's about to fight, who's about to cry, who's buying. That's the gift. People. Out in the actual wild, I'm a houseplant, somebody said on the porch. North is wherever the sun's being obvious about it. A trail to me is ground. It's all the same ground. To her, it was the morning paper. She'd crouch at what I would swear on my life was nothing. A snapped twig, a smear, a stone flipped wet side up, and read it. Out loud sometimes. Not to me, just thinking. 3 days. Dear. No, something came through after, and she'd be right. I'd find out hours later she was right, and she clocked fast that I couldn't do any of it. Second morning, I'm trailing her through a birch stand, and I say, how do you even know which way we're going? Kind of joking, kind of not, and she doesn't break stride. She just points at a waystone half sunk in the weeds, worn smooth, with those numbers carved in it nobody can explain. Because I look? 2 words. Kept walking. And later that same morning, she stops cold and puts her arm across me without looking, flat, like a gate coming down, and points at a patch of ground that to my eye is just more woods. Don't. I go, don't what? It's grass. And she says, it's grass over a soft spot. Step there and you're in a creek you can't see with a wet bow in goblin country, and now I'm the one fishing you out. Then she walked around it the long way and waited for me to do the same. Didn't make a thing of it, just wasn't going to let me drown to win an argument. So I did the thing where the worse you feel, the funnier you get. You know the one.
narrating, bits. I gave Hollis's cheese opinions a full dramatic reading, both voices, and she gave me nothing. Stone face, not a flicker. To a guy whose whole engine is the laugh, that is a specific kind of torture. That's the slow kind. And then on the second night, it stopped being funny. We made camp in a draw, a cut between two slopes, and I'm doing my level best to be useful, which mostly meant being loud near the fire. She'd brewed up some of that bitter roadside tea, hedge tea, the stuff people out here drink for a headache, a fever, a broken heart, whatever's going, and she hands me a cup without a word. I take a sip. I make a face. She says, "It's not for the taste." That's the whole woman in five words, by the way. Write it down. It's not for the taste. I should mention, that morning, before we left the last village, I'd watched her leave a pinch of salt on the windowsill of the inn, threshold salt, for a traveler's safe road. You see it crusted on every sill out here. I'd filed it under superstition. She caught me watching and didn't explain it, and didn't apologize for it. Some people, you learn, do the small rituals because the world's big and you take your luck where it's offered. I'd stop laughing at the salt eventually. Third morning. We come down into another draw, and she stops. Whole hand up. Flat. And the air changed. I can't tell you how, I just felt the bottom drop out of the morning. And I, being me, go, "What? What is it?" Loud. "Is it the cheese? Is Hollis down?" One word. And her hand pushed the air toward the ground, and I was behind a rock before my brain had a vote. Goblins. Up in the rocks above the cut. Mountain ones. Small prints, she'd tell me later. A forward group. The kind that's running ahead of something worse. Sitting in the exact spot a man with no idea what he was doing, say, me, would have marched us straight under, singing. And I reach for a reference, because that's what I do. In my head, I'm John McClane. I've got a plan. And I have nothing. I've got a rapier I half know how to use, and a skull full of movies, and a heart going like a drum solo. She had the bow off her shoulder before I finished being scared. Didn't say a thing. She read the ground, where the cover was, where they had to come from, where she needed to stand, and then she just worked, calm, like chores. One arrow, move, read, another. Always a step ahead of where they thought she'd be. I wanted on the record that I stuck one, for posterity. One got close and I remembered Tommy's whole, "Stick them before they stick you," and I stuck him. Wasn't pretty, but it counted. Mostly I stayed behind my rock and let the professional cook. And then it was over. Fast. Faster than the fear had any right to be. And she's already crouched back down in the dirt, reading whether there were more coming. There weren't. She knew that the way she knew everything, before the rest of us had finished catching our breath. So I come out from behind my rock, alive, shaking, covered in, we won't get into it. And I do what a grateful, decent man does. I open my mouth to thank her. And what comes out is, "You could have told me they were up there, sooner." I know. I was there. And she stands up, dusts her knees, calm as a pond, and she looks right at me and says, "I did tell you. I put my hand up. You asked if it was the cheese." She had me, dead to rights, and she knew it. And there was this thing at the corner of her mouth, not a smile, the blueprint of a smile, the spot where a smile would go if she ever spent one on me.
Feet killing you?
Walked 20 miles on a road that hates you, in boots built by a man whose entire goal was that they technically count as boots. Friend, introducing the Cloud Soul. Here's what the Cloud Soul does for you. The soul is soft, layered. It gives when you walk, so the road stops punishing you for being on it. Arch support, move forward where your foot actually lives. Padded ankle, rounded toe, a shoe that loves you back. Revolutionary concept, footwear but kind. Handmade by the finest cobbler in the region. And by finest, I mean he fought me for 6 months and called me a lunatic the whole time. He's a believer now. He's also got a waiting list 45 names long. And there are lords on it. Lords. In line. Behind you. For a shoe a bard dreamed up in a bar. Fine print, because I'm honest. The wait is long. The price keeps climbing. And I, the man who invented the shoe, see exactly none of that coin. Zero. That's not a complaint. That's a testimonial. Product's so good, I forgot to get rich. Get on the list. Tell him Phil sent you. He'll sigh. That sigh means it's working. Okay, back to the bird.
Where was I? Right. The corner of her mouth, the thing that wasn't a smile. So that night we make camp for real, and I do the smart thing, the thing I should have led with the first time. I go over to the fire and I say, "Hey, I'm Mia this time. Thank you. You saved my neck today." And she looks at me, waiting, because she can hear it coming. She can always hear it coming. And I say, "Sparrow? Sparrow." She told me her name not a day and a half before. Wren, the one she built. And here I am issuing her a fresh bird like a guy handing out parking tickets. And she didn't sigh. She didn't roll her eyes, didn't take the bait, didn't give me the fight I was half fishing for. She just looked at me a second, over the fire, and went back to oiling the bow, and said, real quiet, not even looking up, "You're going to do that every time, aren't you?" "Not a question." "Probably, yeah," I said. And she set the bow down for a second, looked at me properly, that flat, weighing look, the one that takes the whole measure of you and somehow doesn't hand back a verdict. "My father calls me Margaret," she said. "The court calls me Margaret. I picked Wren so there'd be one name in the world that was mine. And I said, because I had to, because I'm me, and now there's six." And she said, "Five of them are wrong." "Bird's not bad," I said. "Bird's the least wrong," she allowed, which from her was practically a hug. And here's the part. She let out one breath through her nose, almost nothing. The ghost of the thing that wasn't a smile finally cashed in, and she said, "Hmm," and went back to the bow. And that was it. That was the deal getting signed. Her real name in my pocket, never to be spent, every other bird in the world on offer, and her letting me, both of us knowing exactly what we were doing and neither of us about to say it. Yeah, that one took a few tries to get down. I almost did it just now, you know. End of the song. Had it right there on my tongue, the real one, the whole thing. Figured I'd just say it once here, where it's safe, where it's only you and a little light that can't talk back and doesn't count. Nope. Look at that. Even to a box, even now. She'd have something to say about that. She always does. Good night, Cosset. Don't tell the bird. She'd never let me hear the end of it. And honestly, I'd kind of love that.